it all over again. And God said, I didn't leave the room, you did. How many of us have left the room? How many of us walked away and turned our back on each other and says, oh, can you take me back? Because we lack the humility to do that. It's real hard. But this program gives you the freedom to be able to do what you normally don't do. My sobriety date is November 2nd, 1988, so within 6 days, I'll be 35 years sober, but we're not going to talk about that. Right now, today, I have 34 years of continuous sobriety, but I'm counting my ass off. Boy, y'all don't understand. I'm like... I got sober in Los Angeles, California. I'm a recovering Catholic. Bless you and Dominus and all of y'all that's in here. And the reason why I say I'm a recovering Catholic, because I've recovered from the ignorance of religion. The lack of understanding what it actually meant. It's no offense about any religion. I can go from Buddhism to Ifa to Yoruba. I can go into Hinduism. I can go to a Catholic. I can go to the synagogue. I can go anywhere that you ask that the spirit is, because there are universal laws all over this planet. And when you follow those laws, it doesn't matter where it's come from. It's just the same thing. Is that amazing? I'm just going to give you some personal perspectives, and I'll also let you know when it's just Leslie's thinking as opposed to the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous and the 12 Steps and 12 Traditions book, and I'll let you know my story because I'm transparent, because I am free, and what you take from this, I hope you end up being better than me. I hope you do better than me. I hope you don't have to go through the trials and the low spots and the hard things that took me all through life in order to get me to be who I am right now today. I'd like to thank my road dog today, Pamela. She got on that plane. She said, girl, you go. I said, girl, come on, go with me. She got on a plane. She made it out here with me. We've been hanging and laughing and rolling and sliding and snotting and screaming and all in that room, but we've had a wonderful time. Thank you, sister. I'd like to also say thank you, thank you, thank you to all the Women's International Meeting, 24-hour meeting on Zoom that are in the house. If you've ever gone to WIM, welcome. Hello, I'm real. I got legs, and I talk a gang of stuff. You know who you are. Yeah. I'd like to also thank all the I Am My Sister's Keeper, a meeting that I have every Tuesday for all the women who've ever been in pain and had to come into a meeting and sit there with crazy me and be able to laugh at your own pain. It's beautiful. I was raised in Los Angeles, California. I'm an Army brat. My mother was married to my father. My father was a paratrooper, and I was born in Fort Bragg, North Carolina. My mother had myself and another brother. My brother's 5 years younger than me, and he suffers from this thing called the disease of alcoholism. I don't know what y'all doing with the lights, but was it some, is it just me? I feel like it's some acid I took in 1970. These lights got me tripping, is it? Y'all saw that too, okay, I ain't by myself. Mr. Lightman, what is you doing? Had me taking a white chip. Hysterical. I'm like, oh, wait a minute. Because they was low and then they got high again and I got high again. I'm like, what the hell? I was trying to ignore that. I was trying to just, I'm hysterical. I'm funny. Don't. So it was myself and my brother, and I'm not going to go through a whole lot of what it was like with my mom and growing up, but I don't know about you, but if you're recovering from anything, it's always mom's fault. Any recovering moms in here right now? Any moms? Moms, raise your hand. You did that. Even if you didn't do it, your kids already got you in column one and column two. If she just loved me some more, if she just hugged me some more, she just wouldn't have thrown her shoe at me, if she'd have just not had all sex with all five of her husbands. Oh, I'm sorry, that was mine. But you know, you know what I'm saying? And I grew up angry with my mother. I was always mad at my mother because she didn't do me like I imagined. You know, there's something about the magic. The big book talks about it. It's one of the stories, and I like to talk about it like this. It talks about the magic.